Hello, it's Pastor Ben here. We are continuing our study through the book of Galatians, looking at chapter 2, verses 6 through 10. In our last study, we looked at Paul just setting up these arguments against these Judaizers who were trying to add circumcision to a necessary requirement for salvation. And today we'll look at the response of those Jewish leaders to see whether or not they agree with Paul and what is happening moving forward with these issues as they are being dealt with in very real and practical ways. And so let us read starting in chapter 2, verse 6. As for those who seem to be important, whatever they were makes no difference to me. God does not judge by external appearance. Those men added nothing to my message. On the contrary, they saw that I had been entrusted with the task of preaching the gospel to the Gentiles, just as Peter had been to the Jews. For God, who was at work in the ministry of Peter as an apostle to the Jews, was also at work in my ministry as an apostle to the Gentiles. James, Peter, and John, those reputed to be pillars, gave me and Barnabas the right hand of fellowship when they recognized the grace given to me. They agreed that we should go to the Gentiles and they to the Jews. All they asked was that we should continue to remember the poor, the very thing I was eager to do. So right off the bat here, Paul says, these people who seemed important, whether or not they were, I don't really care because God doesn't judge the outside appearance of man. He's not discrediting the leadership or denying that these people might have positions of power, but he's making sure that we remember that, again, the same argument he set up from the very beginning of the letter, that it's not about man, it's not about my position as a person, but it's because of what God has given me, the authority that's coming from the Lord himself, not from any kind of popularity or just high level of a position of power or influence that these people have. And it's a good reminder for us today that just because there's a pastor of a mega church or a well-known music group that's known internationally or these things that seem like, oh, well, they must know what they're doing and talking about because they're so big, we have to always take those messages from those people and compare them to the truth of Scripture, right? Scripture is our authority. And we see that what Paul says is that those men added nothing to my message, right? The gospel message, the direct message from God didn't have anything lacking, right? And we know that the Bible as our authority lacks nothing for practically living out the Christian life in our world today. And so he goes on to say, on the contrary, they saw I've been entrusted with the task of preaching the gospel to the Gentiles, just as Peter had been to the Jews. Some translations in the original Greek uses uncircumcised, being the Gentiles, and circumcised, referring to the Jews. And it's important to point that out just because we know this is the primary issue that's being dealt with in this moment, that that there can be uncircumcised believers. And throughout the rest of this section of Scripture here, when it says Jews or Gentiles, again, a Bible translation you're reading might say circumcised and uncircumcised. And so the recognition of this message, the gospel message, not just being for the Jewish people, but truly being for the Gentiles is important as Paul is establishing himself again as a teacher with authority, not because he's any important person, but because the gospel message rings true for these Gentile believers, and they need to have a true understanding of what's going on here. And we know that, again, Paul is pointing to, well, it's not just because these Jewish leaders agree with me. He says in verse 8, for God, who was at work in the ministry of Peter as an apostle to the Jews, was also at work in my ministry as an apostle to the Gentiles. Right, so again, pointing back to God is the impetus of this message. In our last study, I mentioned briefly that Peter was important to presenting this message to the Gentiles initially, because we have to remember Peter had the vision in Acts 11 of the unclean animals that God tell him, no, it's not clean, it's not unclean, right? And that using that vision in order to open up Peter's eyes to just the gospel is for all people. And even in Acts 15, it's Peter's testimony at the Jewish council where he says, fellow believers, you know that early on God chose me from among you as the one through whom the Gentiles would hear the word of the gospel and come to believe. God, who knows people's deepest thoughts and desires, confirmed this by giving them the Holy Spirit just as he did to us. He made no distinction between us and them, but purified their deepest thoughts and desires through faith. Why then now are you challenging God by placing a burden on the shoulders of these disciples that neither we nor our ancestors could bear? Again, referring in this section to the idea that the Gentiles needed to be circumcised. Peter's saying, no way. On the contrary, we believe that we and they are saved in the same way by the grace of our Lord Jesus. So even though at this point in the time where Paul is writing this letter to the Galatian church, Peter is primarily reaching out to the Jewish community, we see that it's not the places where the gospel is being preached is not an exclusive thing. So yes, Paul here is saying, yeah, Peter is being used greatly in the Jewish community. It's not that Peter is exclusively going to preach only to the Jews in the same way that we know that Paul is ministering to Jewish believers. In fact, this letter, you know, is clearly addressing both Jewish and Gentile believers in order to get their theology straight on salvation and the freedom that we have in Christ. And for us today, remembering that we all have our own places of influence, right? Spheres of influence that are unique to us, maybe because of our interests or our job placement or our family circumstances, whatever it might be. But the gospel message rings true in all of those places. It's not just for Sunday mornings. It's not just for Bible studies, right? But the gospel message for all people is available to all people, and our calling to spread that gospel is the mission for all of us. As he goes on, he says that James, Peter, and John, those reputed to be pillars, gave me and Barnabas the right hand of fellowship when they recognized the grace given to me. Again, it's interesting that he's bringing up James and Peter, who we've seen mentioned specifically a little bit earlier in chapter 1, and we're also going to see a little bit of conflict coming soon with Peter later on in this chapter. But these well-known men, right, that are high up in leadership, we have to remember that Paul is still tempering that with what he says in verse 6, where it doesn't matter who they are. What matters is the message that they're preaching. And so we see here in verse 9 that it's the same message. And they're agreeing, yes, the gospel, the salvation from Jesus is the true and only message. There is nothing to add to it that's going to make salvation work outside of Jesus' death and resurrection and the Spirit's pulling on our need for accepting that, repenting, confessing our need, and receiving salvation from that. They agreed that we should go to the Gentiles and they to the Jews. Again, the uncircumcised versus the circumcised. Hey, you understand this, so go and talk to these people. We're going to talk to the people that we understand, that we have influence with, and we're going to be doing the same work, but just in two different contexts, right? Again, that idea of who we're brought into contact in life and the things that we've been through give us an opportunity to speak into their lives in a way that's unique. You know, for me, I'm not going to be speaking to a single mother and in a way that's going to connect and land with her necessarily in the way that a single mother who's a Christian might be able to relate to that person. And then at the very end of this section, we have this statement that all they asked was that we should continue to remember the poor, the very thing that I was eager to do. This very likely refers to not just the poor in general, but specifically poor Jewish saints, right? Poor Jewish believers. Because we know the Gentile believers in Jerusalem were doing pretty well, but the Jewish believers at this time had been persecuted and also dealing with political issues and a famine and different things that had affected Jewish believers in a way that didn't affect other people. And so, and we see in Acts 24 that Paul, this is a heartbeat of Paul because we see him practically doing it. And we see in some of the other letters that Paul writes of just making sure that the churches in different places are, when they are in wealth, are supporting those places and those people who are struggling and in need. And so ultimately, as we continue through this letter, we see that Paul's desire for all to understand Christ and for all to respond to Christ's love in a way that is not just insular in the church and it's not just insular in the Jewish community or the Gentile community, but the beautiful mingling of believers and the importance of the sharing of the gospel so that that mingling continues, right? That it's not a separate ministry of Jewish believers and Gentile believers, but ultimately it's the church of God, the believers in Christ that all share the same gospel message and gospel hope. And that's what brings us together and causes us to want to help one another out, encourage one another, reach out to one another. And so when we, as we continue on through this book, this letter, that we'll see what happens when we put our own preferences in front of the gospel connection that we can have with other people. So let the true gospel message inspire you this week to connect to the people around you in a way that's not about your comfort or your preferences. And it's not about doing, but instead being in the presence of God and sharing that with the people around you. God bless.